You know, even David, who was forgiven of so much, he said that, my sin is ever before me. Yeah. Even though it was restored, my sin is ever before me.
Yeah.
It sticks. It sticks.
Paul.
Mm-hmm. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
That's it.
And you figure the people he murdered, the women that he murdered or had murdered or killed.
Yeah.
Think about David. When you think about David, David's done everything wrong you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, he murdered entire communities of women, children, men, and did it that there would be no witnesses left to tell the king of the Philistines what he did.
Yeah.
You know, and those that was with him that he was commander of, they literally wiped out a whole city of people, babies, little children. And so it couldn't go back to anybody be able to tell that they did. You've seen that before when people will do something and they so somebody sees them, so they shoot or kill the person so that nobody could bear witness on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what he did. But you know, the New Testament doesn't tell us that's what he did. The New Testament testifies and says he was a man after God's own heart. He did all the will of God. And he served his generation well. That's God's commentary on a bad circumstance. But at the same time, because repentance was part of his life, God could legitimately testify that as much as he did wrong, David had a great history of repentance with the Lord. And we want to be there too, you know, because everybody's going to mess up. Amen. So we want to help them. You'll pray, Carolyn?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
David loves your prophet. His prayer is a good man to great men. Amen.
Amen and amen. All right. Let me get this set up real quick.
You know, the stuff that gets caught up in here, you know, caught up in here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Minor stuff compared to what David
is. Yeah.
You know, that's.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We don't have a clue as to what they went through.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You know, ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the guilt, I guess you have different degrees of guilt of different things you do. You know?
Right, right. One of the things David said in that Psalm 51, Psalm 32 and 51 are just great psalms to grab a grip of one where David found himself, the condition of his heart while he was in it, what he pleaded with God to do in it, what he celebrated that God did do through it, but he asked God to restore the joy of God's salvation in his life and that God would free him from blood guiltiness.
Yeah.
See, he was guilty of shedding blood.
Yeah, so was Paul.
Yeah, guilty of shedding blood. And he said, God, I can't praise you the way I want to praise you. I can't teach people the way I want to teach. I can't turn sinners to you in this condition. You got to free me from this guilt.
Yeah.
That I can open my mouth and praise you. That I can open my mouth and share your goodness with people. Because it hindered him until God had forgiven, but David had to be brought low in that place of humility and a broken spirit. Yeah, well, that's what he says. God, it's not that you want me to bring a sacrifice. What you're looking for is a broken and contrite spirit.
Yeah.
That you cannot turn away. You can't despise that or treat it lightly. But he had to be forgiven of that guilt that he was bearing. You know, God told him that what you've done is going to have a consequence, but I'm not going to, I forgive you of your sin. You're forgiven. But there's going to be some repercussions that come down the road. And one of them was, if you just look at David's family, his family was a wreck. And because that's what God told him, that God said, you're forgiven. The child that you had with Bathsheba is not going to make it. The child got sick. But God gave him another child. And what was his name?
Solomon.
But he told him, even though he was forgiven, one of the consequences he was going to have to face was the fact that the sword would never leave his house, that his children would be at odds with one another. and they would fight and they would kill one another as a consequence to his sin. And we see it. It happened. All of them fought against one another.